This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Political leaders demand action against those responsible for violent incident at Tinkhune of Kathmandu on Friday. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak condemns vandalism and arson committed by monarchists, assures action against perpetrators. Kathmandu Metropolis imposes fine of 793,000 rupees on former King Gyanendra Shah for vandalizing structures and polluting environment during protest by his supporters. And death toll in Myanmar earthquake passes 1,600 and people dig for survivors with bare hands. Now the news in detail. Political leaders have demanded action against those responsible for the violent incident at Tinkhune of Kathmandu on Friday. The supporters of former king conducted a demonstration at Tinkhune on Friday, which later turned violent, setting on fire in nearby private buildings and damaging the structures. After an inspection of the central office of the CPN Unified Socialist, which was torched by protesters, chairperson of the CPN Maoist Center Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda demanded the government to investigate the violent incidents occurred at Tinkhune area of Kathmandu and bring to book the culprits. The CPN Maoist Center chair also asked the government to seriously review the lapses in security arrangement. Similarly, chairperson of the CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal said the government should take necessary action against the guilty by investigating the violent activities carried out by the retrogressive force. Likewise, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has also condemned the arson and vandalism committed by protesters, despite the fact that it is the most liberal and beautiful feature of democracy to oppose democracy itself. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak yesterday inspected different areas including Tinkhune and Koteshwar where supporters of the former king vandalized and torched various physical structures. A team of Home Minister Lekhak carried out the inspection of the torched private house at Tinkhune, Office of Kantipur Television, Annapurna Post, Delhi, Jadibuti-based Herbs Production and Processing Company Limited, Party office of both CPN Unified Socialist and CPN Maoist Center and Koteshwar-based Bhatbhatini Sales Store. In course of the monitoring, Home Minister Lekhak said attack on media house was condemnable and those involved in such inhuman activities would be brought to book. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City has imposed a fine of 793,000 rupees on former King Gyanendra Shah since his supporters vandalized physical structures and polluted the environment during a protest held in the Tinkhune area on Friday. Deputy Superintendent of Police Shivlal Paudel informed that the Metropolitan Police Force inspected the Tinkhune area yesterday, assessed the damage and imposed fines. The Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, has formed a 7-member team to probe the killing of a journalist and an attack on media houses during a demonstration at Tinkhune of Kathmandu on Friday. The 7-member study team has been formed under the coordination of FNJ Vice Chair Umid Pakchan. Suresh Rajak, a camera person for Avenues Television, was found burnt inside a building that was allegedly set on fire by the protesters in Tinkhune. Meanwhile, a demonstration was held at Maithikar yesterday morning under the leadership of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, calling for an investigation to find the truth about the unfortunate death of journalist Rajak and strict action against the culprits. The District Police Reins Kathmandu has written to the Federal Parliament Secretariat that it arrested the lawmaker of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Dhawal Shamsher Rana, on charge of criminal offence. According to Ek Ram Giri, spokesperson at Parliament Secretariat, the District Police Kathmandu informed the Parliament Secretariat that Rana was arrested in accordance with Article 103 and Sub-Article 6 of the Constitution. President of Nepali Congress and former Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has asserted that present republic system would continue in the country. Addressing a program in Lumbini yesterday, the Nepali Congress president clarified that the democratic republic would not be changed in anyone's wishes since it was established through struggles and sacrifices in the country. He condemned the activities carried out in the name of the former king. President Ramchandra Podal has observed the Ghode Jatra ceremony 2081 organized at Army Pavilion in Tudik Hill of Kathmandu yesterday. On the occasion, President Podal observed different equestrian stunts performed by a cavalry of the Nepal Army riding on the horses. Various interesting arts such as horse racing and horse jumping were performed at the ceremony. The Ghode Jatra is known as the oldest festival celebrated in the country's cultural hub of the valley. The festival is being celebrated annually as per a mythology which relates the genesis of the festival after the death of a demon named Tuni. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. More than 1,600 people have died following the devastating earthquake in Myanmar. According to the BBC, local people in some areas are digging through rubble for survivors with their bare hands. Although rescue efforts have been underway since Friday and international aid has begun to enter the country, help is yet to reach the worst hit areas and ordinary people have been trying to dig survivors out by hands. The quake has flattened much of Mandalay, the ancient capital and second largest city is home to an estimated 1.5 million people. An acute lack of equipment, patchy communication networks and wrecked roads and bridges has been hampering the search. According to UN Humanitarian Agency OCHA, there were also shortages of medical supplies, including trauma kits, blood bags, anesthetics, essential medicines, and tents for health workers. Now, sports news update. Nepal Police Club has clinched the title of Prime Minister Cup Men's National Cricket Tournament. In the final match held at Siddhartha Cricket Stadium in Bhairawa yesterday, Nepal Police won the title defeating Tribhuvan Army Club by 6 wickets. Chasing the 155-run victory target, Nepal Police won the match in 25.2 overs at a loss of 4 wickets. Earlier invited to bat first, Tribhuvan Army Club made 154 runs losing all wickets in 43 overs. A total of 10 teams including departmental teams of the Nepali Army, the Nepal Police and the Armed Police Force participated in the tournament. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in rest of the parts of the country today. There is a possibility of light rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly areas, as well as light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of the Kosi and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Political leaders demand action against those responsible for violent incident at Tinkune of Kathmandu on Friday. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak condemns vandalism and arson committed by monarchists, assures action against perpetrators. Kathmandu Metropolis imposes fine of 793,000 rupees on former King Gyanendra Shah for vandalizing structures and polluting environment during protest by his supporters. And death toll in Myanmar earthquake passes 1,600 people dig for survivors with bare hands. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.